God takes our words seriously. You know those things that you say and you just overlook them and say, well, I was just venting? Uh-uh. It don't go that way with God. It is serious business with Him.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The title of this episode is Taming Our Tongues and was recorded live at the A Word from God Bible Church in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
Taming our tongues. Key verse, Proverbs 15:1. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you, God. Father, we pray that you'll open up our hearts and let us receive your word today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Let's look at this. At times, it may seem easier to vent out our frustrations on someone. Isn't that true? It might seem easier at the time. But the problems that arise from saying the wrong thing often outweighs and outlasts the short-lived satisfaction of giving someone a piece of our mind. You guys following this? You blow off at the mouth and you feel good for a moment, don't you? And then the repercussions come, right? All sorts of things can happen. Furthermore, hurtful words can negatively affect our witness for the Lord. Hurtful words can negatively affect our witness for the Lord. Number one, we are responsible for what we say. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. There's a judgment day coming, whether or not you believe it. You're going to have to take accountability for what comes out of your mouth in front of God. And believe me, he's got a better memory than you do. And I'm sure on that day, you're going to remember, because he's going to help you remember, everything you did and said. You can't blame it on somebody else. We are responsible for what we say. Many people who say or do wrong tend to blame others. But God will hold us responsible for our choices. Many people who say or do wrong tend to blame others, but God will hold us responsible for our choices. Now listen to this. Adam tried to blame Eve, and Eve tried to blame the devil. In the end, God laid judgment down on all three involved. Remember the story in Genesis? That woman you put here with me. Just like a guy to say that, isn't it? That woman. And then Eve said, the devil made me do it. How many of you used that excuse before? The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do nothing. He might have gave you the idea, but you thought the idea was good. Listen to Genesis 3, verses 12 and 13. Then the man said, the woman who you, he's also blaming God, gave to be with me, she gave me some of the tree and I ate. So now he's blaming God and he's blaming the woman. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Devil made me do it. Passing the buck. Now, does that really hold up? You go with somebody and rob a store. Are you going to be able to tell the judge that the guy that held the gun and did all the talking that you were with is the only guilty party? Will that work for you? Second, words can both destroy and bless. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now listen, there are some people who get this totally messed up. It's called the name it and claim it belief. If I name it, I can claim it. If I say it enough, I'll get what I want. That's not what this is meaning. This is not the intention of this verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, because if you go around slandering people, gossiping about people, lying about people, calling them names, saying hurtful things, telling their business to other people, you could destroy that person's life. On the other hand, you give good reference to people about another person. You say blessings over people. You give them encouragement. You say loving things to people. You can bring life to that person. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Don't just say anything you feel like saying to another person. Who gave you that right? Who gave you that right to rip into somebody with your mouth? It wasn't God. Nobody gave you that right. Just because you could do something doesn't mean you got the right to do it. I can go out and run a red light doesn't mean I got a right to do it. Amen. Praise God. Gossiping, cursing, name calling, yelling, slander, and falsely accusing others are all examples of how words can destroy someone. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm not going to gossip anymore. I'm not going to curse anymore. I'm not going to name call anymore. I'm going to stop yelling. I'm not going to slander anyone else. And I'm never going to falsely accuse another person again. I don't care about what the world is doing out there, in the sense that I care about what we're doing when we go out into the world. We got to be the example of Jesus. We got to stop these things if we're practicing these things. These things are not of God. They are not of God. When we gossip, curse, name call, yell, slander, or falsely accuse, we're doing it to the image of God. Everybody is made in the image of God. When we do this to another person, we are doing it to God himself. And he doesn't take it lightly. I think it's really just of God that when I see people practicing these things, it isn't long before somebody like them comes into their life and now they're being gossiped about. Now they're being cursed. Now somebody's calling them names. Now somebody's yelling at them. Now somebody's slandering them. Now somebody's falsely accusing them. I promise you, if you practice these things, God will help somebody just like yourself to find their way into your life and give you some of it back. It's true. The next time you catch yourself doing this, you better pray that it don't happen back to you, because I've seen it happen over and over again. And I know you've seen it too. You hear somebody whining about what someone's doing to them and you think in your heart, man, I saw you do the same thing. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. If you don't like this stuff being done to you, don't do it to other people. If you're doing it to other people, stop. Amen? Right now, today, it's done. No more gossiping, no more cursing, no more name calling, no more yelling, no more slander, and no more falsely accusing. Christians are to use their words wisely and gently. Our words are to be a blessing to others and not hurtful. When people see you coming, do they cringe? Do people look at you when you're coming down the street and they say, oh man, how can I get away from this person? They're so mean. The things that come out of their mouths drives me nuts. I just can't stand being around that person. Now, you need to greet people with a smile and a blessing on your tongue. Listen, I can find something wrong about me all day long. I don't need your help. Okay, I'm capable of pointing out my own flaws. Believe me. I'm my biggest critic. What I need is I need someone coming up to me and telling me where I'm doing good. Point out some good stuff. Look at somebody and say to yourself, you know, they don't have it all together, but neither do I. But there is something I see that they're doing that I think is good, and I'm going to mention it to them. And you know what happens when you come up to somebody and you tell them, hey, listen, you're a really good singer, or you're a really good friend, or I noticed how well you work on cars. That person is going to be edified. That person is going to sit there and think to themselves, wow, somebody has noticed the good that I'm doing. Maybe I should continue doing that good. Amen. When you bless other people, you keep them focused on their blessings. So our words are to be blessings to others and not hurtful. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. You ever see someone walking around just miserable and just down on themselves? Maybe no one's ever said a good word to them. Maybe no one's ever treated them with common respect. I understand that respect is earned, but sometimes we can disrespect people on a common level. We don't even give them common respect. But you could look at somebody who's down and just say something nice to them. Don't tell them everything's going to be okay. Things aren't okay as it is. But just say something nice to them. Tell them, I hope you have a better day than what you're having now. I'm sorry for what's going on in your life right now. And don't add a but to it. Don't say, but you deserved it. I'm sorry, but you should have saw that coming. Our words can play a part in our own destruction. Your own words can turn on you. Your own words can drive people away. You could treat somebody who loves you badly and other people see it. They hear it and they say to themselves, I'm going to have nothing to do with that person. Amen. Proverbs 13:3. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Loose lips sink ships, do they not? You got to watch what comes out of your mouth. You got to pay attention to what you are saying to other people. You got to ask yourself, is what I'm about to say going to hurt somebody? And not say, well, it's the truth. I'm just speaking the truth about them. You think that God put that verse in here for the fun of it? I've learned something in the Bible. When God starts talking about your life, he's serious. God takes life serious. He takes words serious. Right? In the beginning, God said, let there be light. What happens when God speaks? Things happen, don't they? What happens when we speak and we're made in the image of God? Things can happen. Not in the majestic, powerful way that God has, right? But in the sense that we can destroy a life or we can bless a life. Now, when we guard our mouths, the first person that we're blessing is ourselves. Because we're keeping ourselves from destruction when we're guarding our tongues. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You know that you've been in situations where you talk too much. opened your mouth too much, got to talking, and realized you just stepped in it, right? You said, uh-oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have kept quiet. But isn't it hard sometimes to remain silent when someone's got you mad? Don't you want to argue your case and convince them that they're so wrong and you're so right, and that they can't treat you like that because you got something that you could say that's even meaner back to them? Does that really help? What does that do when you do the same thing that's being done to you? It lowers you to that person's status. If you want to be the bigger person, be quiet. Take it like a man or a woman, whichever the case may be. Women can give birth and go through excruciating pain, but they can't keep quiet when they get mad at their husbands. And men can lift weights all day long and exercise and get angry and yell when they got to take out the trash. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. I want to stay out of trouble. Do you guys want to stay out of trouble? Keep your mouths quieter. Keep your tongues under control. Wait a few seconds before you speak and ask yourself, is this really going to help the situation? Not, is it going to make me feel better? But would I be better just remaining silent or changing my tone or changing my words? Okay? Be really careful with your words. 3. Only God can tame the tongue. Listen what James chapter 3, verse 8 says. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. No man. Amen. You need God. What does that mean? You got to pray. That's the first step. What's God going to tell you when you pray? He's going to tell you, read more of my word, because I got instructions in here. There are things that you might say to people that you feel that they need to hear. And you might say it in such a way that they don't like it. And you might pay the piper for it. Christians must fill themselves with the word of God so that what they speak is truly holy, just, and graceful. We have got, as a church, to fill ourselves with the word of God so that our wives, our husbands, our family, our children, our loved ones, our co-workers, the world, so that they get the word of God from all of us. I'm just one guy. The reason why I'm here and one of our missions of this church is to create, or I should say, make disciples. Disciples go out and do what their teacher has taught them to do. They put it into practice, right? Why do you go to school? To learn how to read and write. Thank God you went to school to learn how to read and write, because now you can go apply for a job, right? Amen? You go to church to learn about God so that you can live a life worthy of the calling to be called saints, so that we can go out into the world and spill out the word of God to other people. Christians must fill themselves with the word of God so that what they speak is truly holy, just, and graceful. You are the example of this church and what comes out of your mouth. If you go to work, if you will go around people and you're cursing and acting up and name-calling and gossiping and hating, guess what? People don't want to come to your church. And if they do want to come to your church after you're acting that way, I don't think I want them here. You know what I'm saying? Because they're condoning that behavior. And they still want to come to your church? Mm-mm. No. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You see, we can use God's word for so many things. Doctrine is where we teach you, right? Correction. Sometimes a person steps out of line. And you don't want to give them a piece of your mind. You just tell them what the Word of God says about it. You know, the Bible says you're not supposed to steal. You know, the Bible says you're not supposed to lie. You know, the Bible says you're not supposed to gossip. Give them the Scriptures. Amen? Many Christians neglect God's Word and therefore do not have the right words to say when the occasion arises. So now they don't have the Word of God and they're getting upset and they're spilling out of their mouths what the world taught them. Well, I saw on cable TV that when people get mad, they curse one another. So that must be the right thing to do because I don't have any other example to show me otherwise. But that's not what God wants from our mouths. Amen. We must fill ourselves with God's Word in order for it to come out of our mouths. If you don't have something in you, you can't get something out of you. Can't get blood out of a turnip, right? Okay, if you're not reading the Word of God, it's not going to come out of you. You can't read it just once and say, well, I don't get it. Of course you don't get it. You only read it once. I don't get some of the things in the Bible, and I've read the Bible numerous times, and I still have to go back and seek it and look for it and ask God for His help. And I think He did that on purpose to keep us close to Him. Seeking you will find. Amen? Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Do you know what comes out of a person's mouth is what's in their heart? I'm talking about what comes out of a person's mouth is inside of them. That's why it's coming out. Whatever it is, it's in your heart. People are going to eventually see it because it's going to come out of your mouth. People are going to know in a short time what you're talking about is what you care about. And if you start caring about God, that's what people are going to hear out of your mouth. That's how we know if somebody loves Jesus, right? Because they won't shut up about him. Amen? It's not hard to be an evangelist when you love Jesus. And last but not least, number 4, God takes our words seriously. You know those things that you say and you just overlook them and say, well, I was just venting? Uh-uh. It don't go that way with God. It is serious business with Him. Matthew 12:36, but I say to you that for every idle word men speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word, every single thing that you utter out of your mouth, God has a record of it. You slander one of His children, you're going to be accountable for it. You come up against one of His anointed, you are going to be accountable for it. He does not overlook your words. This is serious business. And it's really scary when you think about this, because I look back at all the things I said that I shouldn't have said. And I start thinking, man, I wonder if God remembered that one. Yelp. Why do you think He's reminding me of it? Praise God. Believe it or not, God is listening to every word we say. Even when you pray and you think that God's not listening to your prayer, He's listening. And you know you've all been there in prayer. God, are you here? I don't feel you. Are you listening? Yes, He's listening. He's listening even when you don't feel like He's listening. Christians should pray for God's help when we speak. Psalm 141:3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. You guys should write this all down because you know what? This is an important scripture. You need to get up in the morning and before you say anything else, you should say, God, set a guard over my mouth and keep watch over the door of my lips. Help me to shut up when I need to shut up. Sometimes it's not what other people are saying to you that's your problem. Sometimes it's what's coming out of your own mouth that's causing you the grief. Amen? My friend was an alcoholic, and he would not talk about alcohol. He would not talk about it in any way, shape, or form. And at first, I thought he was ridiculous. I've never had that struggle, so I didn't understand. And he says, James, let's get off the subject. You don't know. If I start talking about this stuff, I'll want it. I'll start to want it. Just like when we start talking about people, we may start to talk about somebody and then start to hate that person because we're hearing the false lies and gossip that we're repeating back to our brains. That person may not even done that much to you, but you start talking about them and you get other people to hate them and you get yourself to hate them. You got to guard your mouth, and only God can do it. I want us to be blessing people. I want us to be calling people to church. If people aren't coming to church with you when you invite them, ask yourself, is it the church's fault? How can that be? How can it be my fault that people I've never met aren't coming to my church when you invite them? Could it be because of some of the things they hear out of our tongues, out of our mouths? Could it be that we're just not witnessing properly? People should look at your life and without saying a word, want to get involved with your life, get closer to you, get to know you, and find out why you have something they don't got. Amen. Conclusion. God wants us to bless others with our words. He wants us to do this. This pleases God. This makes God happy. Amen. As Christians, we need to pay attention to what we are saying to others and how it may impact them, both spiritual and emotionally.
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.